Hey, it's Crypto Bobby, and today is a good day if you've been in the Bitcoin game for really any number of days now. So we're pretty much at an all-time high. Also a good day if you've been an ETH holder for a while, because Ethereum has made a nice run in the past 12 hours, somewhat out of nowhere, not really out of nowhere, but kind of. And I want to talk today as well about not only Bitcoin's all-time highs, the incredible movement, a little bit about psychological barriers and what that has to do with, I think, Bitcoin and cryptocurrency investing, because psychological barriers really do seem to hold a bit of kind of water in this space. And then I want to talk about everybody's favorite person in the Bitcoin crypto world. Our man's Jamie Dimon is back in town talking about Bitcoin. So really a nice action-packed day today that I want to discuss. So first of all, if you are new to the channel by any chance, go ahead and hit that subscribe button below. I would really appreciate that personally. Helps you to get all these videos as soon as they come out. I try to be as quick and as timely as possible when I do produce these videos. So helps for you to get them as quickly as possible. It just helps me to spread the crypto messages as far as possible. But let's hop into it. So today, the past 12, 24 hours, really 48 hours, Bitcoin has been absolutely crushing it. And it's a movement that, quite frankly, I thought would happen, and I talked a little bit about it happening previously, about 3 or 4 days ago, back when Bitcoin was chilling in this kind of like $4,800 range. And I jumped the gun a little bit. I moved some of my altcoins. Probably about 24 to 48 hours early into Bitcoin. Kind of sold the altcoins a little bit at the bottom of Bitcoin, or a little bit at a bottom, unfortunately, but turned out to be all right because I moved them into Bitcoin in anticipation of a big run, and that turned out to be true. And I want to talk a little bit first about kind of why I figured there might be a big run, or a little bit about just kind of my mental thought process going into it, and then talk about where we might go from there. So as far as the run, there was a lot of pretty much right at when we're at that $4,800 range, $4,850 range or so, pretty much right at the old all-time highs, about $4,900 prior to all the China craziness that happened back in September. So we're basically at those all-time highs and we had yet to break them. What I thought would happen, first of all, was kind of two different things. I thought if we broke the all-time highs, it would be something that would trigger a lot of FOMO. But in addition to that, the all-time highs were kind of right at that $5,000 barrier, which for whatever reason to me seemed to be like a psychological barrier, and also something that would get a lot of press and garner a lot of excitement for people. Whether or not that's the case, whether or not it holds any weight at all, breaking $5,000, the second that happened, it just like shot through the damn roof. I mean, we could see here with this candle, when it broke from $5,000, this is a 4-hour candle, broke from $5,000, went all the way up to $5,225 in 4 hours. So it went up another $250, basically didn't stop, didn't really go down at all until it hit $5,300. Consolidated it for a little bit and then just went back up on another run all the way up to almost $5,900. So when I'm looking at this from Bitcoin's perspective, some of the interesting things that I'm seeing right now is, number one, people that have not been interested in the space. I mean, you're watching this video, so you probably have some level of interest in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, whatever it might be. There is a lot more press coming out every single day, more mainstream press coming out every single day about Bitcoin, about cryptocurrency. And this breaking that $5,000 barrier, that's a level that, like, the next big barrier to be broken that'll get a lot more press would be obviously $10,000, because that's the next, you know, that's a 5-digit Bitcoin, which would be pretty damn nuts. So when I'm looking at this, though, I've had people reach out that I've just been friends with. I kind of keep my Bitcoin, my crypto world separate from real Rob and separate from crypto Bobby. So it's funny because I've had a lot of people that in some cases I used to talk to back in like 2013, 2014, when Bitcoin was at, you know, $600, $800, $200, wherever it was, I would say, yo, this thing is awesome. This is going to be like the big technology. This is going to be an incredible investment opportunity. And people would be like, I don't get it. It's stupid. Sounds like a Ponzi scheme, probably a fraud. You're weird for liking it. You're a nerd, whatever. Now those same people are like, holy shit, dude, you used to talk to me about that when it was like at $800 and it's at $5,000 now. How the hell did you know about that or whatever? And that's happening more and more. And today is one of those days where it's like, I've seen people all over the place that I had no idea had any interest in cryptocurrency that are, you know, asking and talking about it. And that level of interest, I would honestly love to see the stats on Coinbase right now of how many accounts are getting opened up on Coinbase. At least for me in the US, because that's I don't know all the exchange stuff abroad, but in the US, I would love to see the number of people that are basically FOMOing in right now at this all-time high. And they're probably in, you know, there's a good possibility that there could be a pullback. I mean, this has been an incredible sustained run upwards. But it's, especially with Coinbase enabling instant buys now from a bank account, it's going to be pretty awesome. And hopefully a lot of people can start getting into the space quickly, because that could help sustain some momentum going upwards, and we could see some pretty incredible things from Bitcoin. So, I mean, I made that video the other day about Mike Novogratz talking about Bitcoin hitting $10,000 within the next 6 to 10 months. I still think that is very much a possibility, and I still anticipate that happening. And I think when that hits that $10,000 mark, that'll also, you know, maybe it'll be a slow creep up to $10,000 for the next 6 to 10, 12 months, whatever it might be. Maybe it'll be a fast movement. I don't necessarily know. Anything I'm saying there is freaking pure speculation. But with that being said, if that does make that move to $10,000, I mean, I also think that would be a similar barrier to like the $5,000 mark, where we saw this thing just shoot through the roof in the course of 24 hours going. I mean, if I'm measuring this basically when Bitcoin started its run to right now, in one day and 16 hours, it is up almost 20%. It's up 18%. I mean, that's crazy for a coin that is worth $95 billion now. That's freaking nuts. So pretty awesome to see. Now on the other side of the house, if we're looking at Ethereum. Now, Ethereum is something that's really lagged to Bitcoin. I talked about, and as this channel goes, and as I always do, I try to, you know, be a man and admit my mistakes and admit when I'm completely freaking wrong, which happens all the time. But I made a video a couple weeks ago, it was maybe like 3 weeks or so ago, but I thought that a lot of the fork stuff with Bitcoin was really going to negatively impact the price of, not necessarily maybe negatively impact the price of Bitcoin, but a lot of the fork uncertainty would maybe make things go even or even take Bitcoin down a little bit. And apparently nobody really gives that much of a crap about SegWit 2x, and how there is a ton of infighting in the Bitcoin community right now about No 2x versus SegWit 2x, and to a very lesser extent, Bitcoin Gold. But I thought with Ethereum actually having a non-contentious hard fork, where they are basically improving the Ethereum protocol and vastly improving Ethereum and the transaction capabilities and the scalability of Ethereum, I thought the price of Ethereum was going to freaking rocket over the course of October and November, maybe back to those all-time highs of about $400 or so, while maybe Ethereum would be just chilling out and not do, or while Bitcoin would be chilling out and not doing that much. It's been the complete opposite end of the spectrum. Bitcoin has rocketed, and I'll pull up the ETH to Bitcoin charts in a second here, but Bitcoin has rocketed from $4,000 or so all the way up to $5,800, while Ethereum was basically sitting on its thumb at $300. So until the past 24 hours when, in the past, let's see here, you can see this massive green candle. In the past 12 hours or so, Ethereum has gone up about 12.5% from $300 to all the way up to close to $340. So Ethereum has had a really nice move. However, if we're looking at Ethereum still in comparison to Bitcoin, it's been a tough go for Ethereum. As I was saying too, like, this was something that I thought over the course of October was really going to, you know, this is back in September and into October. I thought over the course of October, Ethereum was going to outperform Bitcoin. This is ETH to BTC. And this has just been a slow and steady dive that Ethereum has had that I didn't necessarily predict. Now, going forward, I still think that I'm still pretty confident in Ethereum moving forward. As of right now, probably my breakdown portfolio-wise is probably about 40, let's say 35%, 35% Bitcoin, you know, maybe 25% Ethereum now, and the rest in some assorted altcoins that I almost consider like basically their ERC-20 tokens. I almost consider them more closely aligned to Ethereum. So I'm looking to potentially move some of those altcoins more into Ethereum because I still think Ethereum is due for a run. I think Ethereum is due for a run up to $400 at some point, whether it's in the next month or 2 months. I think that will happen. I personally am pretty confident in that taking place. And I think that if and when Ethereum breaks $400, which is basically its all-time high, you're going to see a similar thing with Bitcoin where, you know, Bitcoin broke its all-time high at $49.50 and then shot up all the way to $5,800. I think that, you know, if Ethereum breaks $400, basically its previous all-time high, give or take a few dollars there, you're going to see a movement up to 450 or 470 or something like that, just out of pure FOMO, out of pure euphoria, which seems like it tends to happen in this space. A lot of these things, you know, they might be technically driven at first and then just FOMO kicks in and people are just like, oh shit, I'm missing, and throwing that money in. So that's kind of where my head's at here. I'm looking to get a little bit more exposure to Ethereum here, just because I'm starting to see, you know, you're starting to see a little bit of momentum and maybe a little bit of a bottom here potentially from an ETH to BTC ratio. So we'll have to see how that pans out. Now, outside of that, it's been a pretty up and down day for talking about total cryptocurrencies. The interesting thing here, you know, some cryptos have done well. You have in the top 10, you have Monero doing pretty well. I'm just going to avoid BitConnect because I never feel like talking about it because I think it's a fake. you got NEO down a little bit. You got IOTA down. OMG, Omise Go is down as well. But one of the interesting things to me is, and who knows if it's actually going to be true, but with Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin, I wonder if this is going to happen. I have no factual evidence behind this, but Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin have all done pretty well in the past 48 hours. Obviously, Bitcoin led the way. Ethereum somewhat kept pace, Litecoin somewhat kept pace with Bitcoin for the most part, and Ethereum lagged behind a little bit, but has since caught up. I'm almost curious from the standpoint of like Coinbase, if at least in the U.S., granted Coinbase isn't the biggest exchange by any stretch, but you know, if we're looking at like fiat money coming into cryptocurrency over just people taking altcoins and moving them into Bitcoin or Ethereum or moving them wherever, but I'm really interested as far as what, you know, what might happen with new money in the US, new money coming into Coinbase. I know there's other countries there that can use Coinbase as well, but I'm kind of curious as far as people parking their money from, in the first place, all these people that are now hearing about cryptocurrency, hearing about Bitcoin for the first time, some of them, you know, are going to go for the big gamble and they're going to try to find the cheapest altcoin, which I always advise against. I made a video advising against it, but I always advised against it. And they're going to try to find some random altcoin that's going to make them a millionaire by investing $1,000. Alternatively, some of these people, I think, are going to do the smart thing and probably go to Coinbase and just buy a little bit of Bitcoin, a little bit of Ethereum, and a little bit of Litecoin. And because of that, I'm curious as to, since those are the only three options on Bitcoin and or on Coinbase, that if that's part of the reason why Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin might be able to, in some cases, potentially lead the market on the rise up while there may be a little bit of instability in these altcoins. Because if new money is flowing into, I think, and obviously it depends on the country as well and volume and things like that. But this is kind of a little bit of a silly theory I have going on in my own head, that just because of how easy it is to get money into, you know, into Coinbase, there's literally a Business Insider article. It was the number one trending article today about how to buy your first Bitcoin. And it was a tutorial of how to use the mobile app on Coinbase. I think people are seeing that and starting to buy Bitcoin and buy Ethereum and buy Litecoin, and then they're going to dive into the rabbit hole, but it's going to take them a little bit of time to do so. And that might, in some cases, potentially prop the price up of Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin. So we'll see if that has any weight whatsoever. I know Coinbase is definitely not the only exchange out there. At least in the US, though, it's the easiest way to get the to get the US dollar into Bitcoin or Ethereum or Litecoin. So kind of a silly theory that I have going on there, but I think maybe something that could potentially provide some benefits there as well. Now, Now, outside of that, from a global market capitalization percentage, as I'm looking at this, right now we're at about $174 billion in total crypto market capitalization, which is pretty nuts. But if you're looking at Bitcoin's market cap, you're talking about a $95 billion cryptocurrency, which is pretty freaking incredible to think of, $95 billion. If you want to look at Goldman Sachs, who is one of the largest financial institutions in the world, Goldman Sachs' market cap is $92 billion. Bitcoin now has a larger market cap than Goldman. Take a second to think about that, but that's pretty incredible. Now, if you haven't done a lot of like research as far as the history of Bitcoin, but a lot of Bitcoin came about in kind of the shadows of the financial crisis, really right at the same time where Lehman Brothers went belly up and where Goldman was getting bailed out and the crazy financial crisis of 2008, 2009. And then the Wall Street Occupy Wall Street movement helped to cryptocurrency and all the libertarians helped cryptocurrency to kind of gain steam in the beginning as well. So it's pretty incredible now to think the fact that Bitcoin now is on paper more valuable than Goldman Sachs's. That's an incredible thing to think about. Pretty nuts. So, and starting from pretty incredible, humble beginnings as well, when you talk about kind of how Bitcoin started. And I would definitely recommend, there's one book that I would recommend. I'll put a link to it in the description, but it's Digital Gold, and it talks about the founding of kind of the creation of Bitcoin. And I think right now with just Bitcoin eclipsing Goldman Sachs in market capitalization, I listened to the audiobook when I had to take a trip up to Boston. I listened to the audiobook, but I would definitely recommend reading it or listening to it. It was, it's an awesome book. It's by a Wall Street Journal columnist, but it talks about Satoshi Nakamoto and a lot of like the humble beginnings of Bitcoin. So to think that now Bitcoin is worth more than one of the most valuable banking institutions on the freaking planet, pretty nuts, pretty nuts. And then lastly, speaking of banking institutions, we have our friend Jamie Dimon talking about Bitcoin again. And it's funny because Jamie Dimon mentioned yesterday after the earnings release for JPMorgan Chase, he said that he would no longer talk about Bitcoin anymore. And then yesterday he said, hey, we're not going to talk about Bitcoin anymore. Today, he said that, let's see, what did exactly he say? he basically said that people who buy Bitcoin are stupid and that governments will one day crush it. So, came out and essentially said anybody that buys Bitcoin is stupid and it's not going to last, and that if you invest in Bitcoin, that's your problem. Kind of funny that no matter what, people, I guess, love to ask him, but I think he loves to talk about it because he wants to be right about it. But it is, it's really funny. And I think it's pretty incredible too, because JP Morgan Chase has a blockchain team that is, granted, they're not like investing or they're not just working on like Bitcoin and they're working on blockchain things. But I mean, they have an entire team dedicated to blockchain technology. So coming out and just repeatedly attacking Bitcoin probably doesn't make those people want to stay there on that team that much longer, which is kind of funny to think about. I know people at JP Morgan that are heavily invested in Bitcoin, heavily invested in cryptocurrency, want to do that for a living. So pretty funny that he keeps coming out and attacking it. And I just had my little stupid tweet was just, how much is rent in Jamie's brain as of right now? It's probably pretty expensive because Bitcoin is owning it. So looking at things in the future here, guys, I am right now, for the most part, mostly, like I said, concentrated in Bitcoin and Ethereum. The altcoins have had up and down movements in the past, basically in the past week or so. I don't know if a lot of people are saying, now is the time to buy altcoins. Now is the time to buy altcoins when they're down. Now is the time to, to make it happen. I'll pop over to Bittrex to show it. But now is the time when your Bitcoin gets you 10% more Qdom or 8% more OMG or 13% more Neo, whatever it is, now is the time to buy. I don't know, now is a good time to buy. Absolutely, buying on a red day is always better than buying on a green day. However, this might be, in my mind, I'm starting to think maybe this is going to be a little bit of a continuation. You're going to see a bull run, continued bull run of Bitcoin, potentially of Ethereum, potentially of Litecoin, and some of these smaller altcoins are going to lag behind. And that's an opportunity cost. If you are sitting behind in these altcoins while, that are either keeping their fiat value but not keeping pace with Bitcoin or not keeping pace with Ethereum, then that's an opportunity cost that you might lose. So for right now, I'm holding put. I'm not making any heavy movements. I still got my Bitcoin. I still have my Ethereum. I still have my OMG, my Civic, my Chainlink. I want to shed my Manetha bags like you wouldn't even believe right now, but I'm just too damn stubborn and stupid to do that. And then I got Engine Coin and AirSwap as well. So I'm still holding put, but I'm definitely keeping an eye on how things continue to progress. But I'm looking potentially to get a little bit more even heavily weighted into Bitcoin, into Ethereum. So we'll have to see how things move from there. If you guys have any questions, I would really, if you have specific thoughts on where the market's going to go, where you're looking to make your moves, I would love to hear it. Sound off in the comments below. That'd be fantastic to hear what you're thinking and where you're, kind of concentrating your investments or where things might be. It's always great to get an idea and sentiment of what's happening in the community, because I think, the community we have on YouTube is super valuable and really, really intelligent. So I love to hear your thoughts, guys, as well. Outside of that, again, if you are new to the channel, by any chance, hit that subscribe button. That helps me to get... helps you to get this content as soon as I come out with it, as soon as it gets published. And then from there, I really do appreciate all the support from everybody who subscribed or watched this. Guys, thanks so much for your time today. Rob from Crypto Bobby signing out.